and Terry Chapman and myself, Brenda Brim-Kruko, we're hosting today. Mom has been in Washington, D.C. with Christians United for Israel. And we are going to talk a little bit about Israel. I don't know when. It might be tomorrow. But right now, Terry, I want to, we were talking about how young people are so hungry and want to know about prayer.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, my mentor and my mom's mentor, she has several, about four, but one of the highest one is Jeannie Wilkerson.
Yes.
And we have been blessed with several of her products. And yesterday I spoke about what she said about an intercessor in the priestly role, a true ministry of a priest, mm-hmm. praying
yes.
for a brother in sin and going before the throne of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
And with the blood of Jesus
yes.
and asking. Now that concept is amazing.
Yes.
But it's knowing who you are.
Yes.
It's knowing who you are in Christ.
Yes.
It's knowing you're a part of the body of Christ.
Yes.
It's knowing that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That the you are not made, you're peculiar.
Yes.
All of these things. A new species made
yes.
out of the DNA of God. It's being aware of who you are.
Yes.
That you're seated far above principality,
amen.
Power, might, and dominion.
Yes.
And the body of Christ.
Yes.
So when saying all that, Jeannie Wilkerson has a CD set called Insight into Intercession. And it is five CDs. And it's normally 24. No, it's six CDs. Is that correct? Normally $24, and we're offering it for $20. And there are several titles. One is called Vocational Love. Intercession Will Stay the Plague, The Will of God Through Intercession. And I tell you what I like about praying. Everybody has a different. What I've noticed about God is He doesn't have anybody pray the same. Have
That's
you noticed
right.
that?
Absolutely.
Everyone has their own style.
Yes, yes. And you shouldn't try to pray like someone else. You know, you pray the way the Holy Spirit uses you and how He leads you. You know, because that's how God created you.
And it's how He created nature.
Yes.
I look at the ocean and I'm like, how can people think that there's not a creator? Look at all the variety of the fish.
Yes.
And the funny little things they do, like the bloatfish, you
yeah.
know, and then all the camouflage,
yeah.
and then the beautiful little fish that are tiny, but they're like he took a paintbrush and painted them.
Yeah.
And so just like that is so the way we are to Him in
yes.
our prayer life.
Yes.
And having a prayer life is becoming very intimately to know Him, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's where it starts. That will be your most important prayer time, is your time spent with God, getting, you know, first talking to Him, ministering to Him, listening to Him, getting direction from Him. So when you go out of that place of intimate fellowship with Him, you go out filled. Because when you stand in a place of intercession for others, you can't go empty.
No.
Because you'll get out of that place drained, tired, and exhausted. And you never should leave a place of prayer or intercession, never tired, drained, or exhausted, but filled, even more filled, because it's that joy that continually keeps you, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And the intercessors need the joy.
And the joy is power, too.
Yes, it is power.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One of the highest forms of prayer, there's many times of prayer, types of prayer. There is a prayer petition where you personally go in that place, in the throne room, and you present your needs.
Yes.
Whatever you're believing for, you present
right.
them, and you release your faith,
oh,
and you
right.
and you receive it. And
yes.
I have a little book, and I write it down. I write the date, because there has to be a point of contact where you release your faith.
Yes, absolutely.
And the prayer of faith for
yes.
yourself.
Yes.
You know, and so that little book, by writing that down, that I went before Him, I went with the blood of Jesus,
yes.
my prayer armor, the blood,
amen.
And the presence of God. And I went on the, for a need I had. Let's say you needed a new car, or your car
right.
was broke down. And then you present that and you write that down.
Yes.
that's the day you went in and you received it right then. That's when you took your faith and grabbed it from the spiritual realm, Terry, into the natural realm.
Amen.
For yourself. And so I write it in a book that I've dedicated to him. It's so important as priests. Yes. You know, they would dedicate the articles in the temple.
That's good.
You know, they were dedicated for God's use.
Yes.
And so my little book is dedicated for him.
Oh, that's good.
And the pen that I write with is dedicated from him.
That's wonderful.
And I learned this from an old woman named Mama Jenkins, who was under the tutelage of Smith Wigglesworth.
Yes.
And she said that she said, when the Lord gives you something, write it down, but just that's the pen, the only way he gives you. That pen is dedicated for his service.
That's awesome.
And it just, it makes it special.
Yes.
Because he's special.
Yes.
And that petition is special to him. Amen. And to you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, there's a way to enter into his gates.
Yes.
We know that's Thanksgiving, don't we,
too? Amen.
And praise.
Amen.
And so, we kind of got into onto that, but I think it's very important in this day that we know how to operate as a priest.
Yes.
And every kind of prayer for ourselves, for others.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit intercession. Now, what's so interesting about the intercession is the Holy Spirit, as a divine networker, he will sometimes have you feel the infirmity. And she was talking about that. Terry was talking about that. But I'm telling you where he says to do, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
He said, first of all, I exhort you that you, first of all, supplications.
Yes.
Prayers. Intercessions.
Yes.
And giving of thanks. I see prayers, I would say that was in the Holy Spirit. One,
Amen.
Two, three, four different kinds of prayer.
Yes.
All different, all under the tutelage of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Made for all men.
All men. All men.
Now, we can only do that, Terry, in the Spirit.
That's right.
That is a pretty big call.
Yes, it is.
It's only through the Spirit. That's why we had to be part of him.
Yes.
We are, if we ever, as the body of Christ, with the DNA of God, try to act natural in our lives, it's kind of a flop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
We're not an earthly people.
That's right.
We live in a body and we operate, but we are born from above.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Glory to God. So anyway, for kings and for all those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty.
Yes.
Why, Terry? For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Amen.
Who will have all men to be saved.
Men. Yes.
And to come unto the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
For there is one God, one mediator between God and man, that man, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I probably am going to touch on something here. I don't have a lot of time. We'll pick it back up tomorrow. But I see the protocol of God here, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
He deals with kings and those in authority.
Absolutely.
And I see it in Esther, the way she saved her nation.
Yes. My goodness.
She married the king.
Yes.
Now, that was God's doing, the Holy Spirit's doing.
Yeah. Amen.
And she saved a whole nation.
My goodness.
Now, I look at here with Daniel and King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
Now, you think God has to have a man that is full of his spirit to be a king? You know what? He gave a dream to King Nebuchadnezzar, who was a very evil man.
Yes.
I mean, as far as all their gods that they served. It was a lot. But he gave him a dream of the times of the Gentiles.
Yes.
Of the and the last kingdom of that time of the Gentiles is the stone kingdom, which is made without hands, and it's the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Now, he didn't give that to one of the old prophets.
Right.
He didn't give that to a wonderful David, but he gave it to King Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes.
I think that's a key. I think that's so interesting about the Lord, that he does operate through leaders and those in authority.
Yes.
But anyway, and how he used King Cyrus for them, you know, King Cyrus was of the Medo-Persian.
Yes.
And the Jews believed that his mother was Esther.
Yeah.
And that she taught him about the temple, and they were able, under his tutelage, or under his authority, to go back and start the temple in Jerusalem. I see how God uses leaders. Now in the New Testament, I'm thinking this one is so cool. And it is Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch who had the treasury of Candace.
Yes.
That one amazes me.
Yes.
And so we have what we'll do is we're going to pick up with that. But I am going to tell you about the school that we're having again. And I'm not sure if I've already spoke about it, have I? We're living in the last days. And that is August 8th through August 11th. And we'll be covering many things. Mom is so excited. And this is what she says. She says, being in Washington, D.C., I realize how very connected everything is to the plans of God and the enemy's attempts to thwart them.
Yes.
The enemy is fighting for his survival, and we know how it all turns out. Amen.
Amen.
But now we are on the stage of life at a very strategic time on God's calendar of events.
Yes, we are.
And she told me, she says, I am going to emphasize the time we're in. And you know, the teachings of Mother, she speaks about the calendar of God.
Yes.
She says, you know, people call it the feast, but she says, actually, it's God's calendar. And if you want to know anywhere where we're at, you have to look at his prophetic nation, because he does his times by that nation, and that's the nation of Israel.
Yes.
But she is going to explain that to us. And even as a church, we'll, as a body of Christ, to know what time it is and what we're to be watching, in light of Bible prophecy.
Yes.
Because the time is short.
Yes, it is.
So we encourage you, if you want to call the ministry at 417-336-4877, and sign up, or billybrim.org. We are having it on the internet too. And we just thank you for being a part of what we're doing here. I still have a little bit of time here, Terry. So is there anything on your heart that you would like to share?
Well, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, I'll tell you, she, you know, I never met her or sat in any of her meetings, but I'm so thankful to God for Sister Billy that she carries her CDs, because you listen to her CDs on intercession, and there is a spirit of intercession. And you know, sometimes prayer is better caught than taught, and that is so the case when you listen to Jeannie Wilkerson's CDs on intercession.
Her voice is comes from the Spirit.
Yes.
When she speaks under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So we just thank you for being a part of it. We're excited what God's doing in here. And we're talking about kings and all those in authority. Shalom, shalom. Blessing. Amen.